You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look at this, Limits. We have a rare treat. Mr. Bob Pompiani at 10:45.
In the house.
15 minutes earlier than I thought I might be here.
How are you, Bob?
I'm well. How are you guys?
We're doing well. You missed our 8-pack.
Wait a minute.
We went over.
Do we have a sale on an 8-pack?
Yeah,
how much does an 8-pack cost?
We had a couple of extras.
Days?
Ron sent us an 8-pack from Florida. We're doing well. We went over everything from Spencer Horwitz and this mysterious injury to Travis Kelce quitting on a play to the market for Myles Garrett. And now we land here, Bob, and I'm glad that you've joined us. We're going to get back to Pirate stuff. Did Ben Cherington speak this morning?
Yes. I am combing through it right now to let you know the update. They just got done talking with him with the media.
Are they going to make an adjustment now that Horwitz has an injury? Are they going to do something? Did he say maybe? We'll find out. If you're just listening to it, Austin, I want to put you under that pressure real quick. But
I do want to put him under that pressure, Bob. And the best quotes will come out shortly here. I expect to have. Is somebody there for us?
Not that I'm aware of.
But the quotes will become available at some point, I hope.
Correct. Yes.
All right. So let us know what Cherington says about all these things. Bob, why don't we get your opinion right away on that? They brought in a guy with a chronic wrist injury?
And they had to have known of it, right? I mean, because it's chronic. It's
how did he pass the physical?
I don't know. Apparently, I don't know. That's a good question. Is that part of your physical? Everything? Your wrist? Your thumb? Because apparently it was some sort of thumb part of his.
I mean, for a hitter, if I could examine one thing on his whole body, it would be his wrist.
Yeah. I don't know.
What is going on, Bob?
All I know is that, I guess, the positive thing, it's something that's now, which will take him into April. He may be ready to go by April, but if he's not, or if it's a complicated issue, that, you know, some of these things can linger and they become problems. Like Brian Hayes's back, it's chronic too, and every now and then it pops off and you don't see him for a month. So I mean, for a guy who was brought here, and if you're going to give up Luis Ortiz, you would expect that guy to be somebody who could be plugged in and play right now, because that's what Ortiz was,
or at least have use of both arms.
Yes.
So right now, as I mentioned in the opening, you're looking at a catcher likely who's never played a full season in the majors, a first baseman with one arm, a second baseman who has yet to prove himself in his everyday player, a shortstop who's not a shortstop, a third baseman with a chronic back injury, a center fielder who's a shortstop, and your choice of right fielders, one of them most known recently for getting in a physical altercation over fantasy football, and the other one is older than Clint Barmas. Other than that, Bob, plan the parade, yes?
Yeah, and you would think with all these ifs that you have just described, Joe, that why wouldn't Henry Davis factor in any of this and never hear his name?
No one ever. Because he stinks.
All right. I would rather try him to work, you know. Are you just going to give up at this point on him? I mean, he's a number one pick. I would try him whatever I can do at first base.
Has he played first in the minors?
He's a catcher. I bet you he can handle it.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean,
I know, but if that was your plan, wouldn't you have had him play first base all offseason?
I don't know. All I know is that they got to figure out something with him.
Okay,
they can't
then
just
their first baseman
him.
Is a guy who can't field or hit.
Okay. They have a DH who's, how old is Kutch these days? You don't think there's a role maybe for that?
There should have been. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't have brought back McCutchen. He's 38 years old.
It's better. That was the biggest signing they made in the offseason. Yes. It's the same signing they've made for three straight years.
Tell Bob what Deion reported today. Limits. I'll paraphrase it for you, Bob. He said he's hearing the main move is yet to come for the Pirates. Do you believe that?
what could it be? I mean, there's nobody left out there, and it would be
maybe they can get a guy who only has use of one leg, and then they'll have everything.
Anthony
Back
Rizzo
injuries,
is still a
arm injuries,
in
leg injuries.
Yeah, I don't know.
Physical injuries from fantasy football fights. What is happening?
Well, I know the rest of the division has taken steps forward by acquisitions, by also bringing in like Terry Francona to manage the Reds. They have a lot of teams that have, I think, had a good offseason. Pirates aren't one of them. So now they got to figure out what to do. I would wish that they would just give Henry Davis something to work on and just see what he can do. You can't just waste that pick. One overall, that's the biggest problem with them right now, is drafting hitters. They don't have any hitters. They've done a good job with pitchers, but
they
have no
hitters. What about Ron Cook's son, Billy? You think he could
Billy
play this
Cook,
year?
Well, he showed me that when he came up here, he was, he had a good minor league season, if I recall, right, didn't he?
They all have good minor league seasons, well, then, even Henry Davis.
Then trust him a little bit. I mean, unless you think they're going to compete for something, I don't. I would want to find out what I got out of all these guys. But it's a shame because they're wasting another year of Paul Skenes and Jared Jones and anyone else who fits into that category. That's the crime of this whole thing.
I want to see every player on the field have a chronic injury. So you go with Rodriguez at catcher, who has one arm. You go with a chronically injured first baseman, a chronically injured third baseman, find an injured right fielder. Could you put an all-injured team out there, Bob?
Is it like golf? You get a handicap and you would use it to your advantage?
Yes.
Say, okay, we
yes,
come in here with a 13.
With
you guys are a 2. You got to give us 11 runs.
You start every at-bat with a 2-0 count limits. Would you like to see that?
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Make it a lot easier to not strike out.
Bob, that's a tremendous idea. They should petition Major League Baseball. If every player on our team does not have use of at least one of his extremities, do we start with a 2-0 count?
Or you could do it this way. Measure it by salary revenue.
Right.
Okay, you're playing the Dodgers. They have $350 million. You have $80. Therefore, you're going to start every at-bat with a 2-0 count. Let's see what you do.
Well, if you combine them, like Horwitz, use of only one arm, plus he's not making anything, he starts on base. He just goes to first base.
Just goes to first base, yeah. You're
like
automatic
it's extra
sure.
innings, right?
Then he'll get picked off. And then...
oh, boy. I don't know what to make of all that, Bob. But
I just know that they... I think they wasted another season of... You may have a Cy Young Award winner on a team that doesn't end up in any place but last. Cy Young winners normally have your team in contention. I don't remember. You'd have to find this, or maybe I could look in the break. How many teams have had a Cy Young winner finish in last place?
Good question.
Because he's a favorite right now at age 22 to be the Cy Young winner.
I'm going to look that up right now, Bob.
That's a distinct possibility, and that's sad, and it kind of strikes to what this offseason has been about, which has been nothing really. If there's a big move to be made, as you say, I wonder what that would be. It would have to be a trade. It can't be a signing. There's no one really out there to sign who would constitute the label big.
Right. So we've moved on to this, Bob. Or actually we haven't, but we will now very briefly before we get to the general. I think Pitt should stop canceling trips to SMU for their football and basketball teams. The football team imploded there, and so did the basketball team. And the bigger question now, and I was tinkering with this morning a little bit, Alan Green is in here as the AD. Does he have any power to fire? If he saw fit, and I'm not saying, we can't yet pronounce the basketball season a failure, but when you've lost 8 of 10 and look like they do, we're getting close. Pat Narduzzi coming off a couple of lousy seasons. All I'm saying is if Alan Green wanted to move on from either anytime soon, could he? Given the fact that Pitt is under all kinds of financial pressure these days with Victory Heights and NIL and the fact that these two guys are signed up through 2030.
And that's the problem.
Is he just stuck with them even if he doesn't want them? That's my question.
I think it's sort of like the Neil Brown situation happened in West Virginia. I think they would have gotten rid of him earlier, but they waited another year to trim down the buyout. They may be in that same position because if you talk about buyout money, you're talking about significant millions of dollars that they need for other needs. So I don't know if he can do it, if he should do it. I don't know how much it costs, how much it would affect their NIL, because I think it comes from the same pot, to be honest. I don't think Pitt has the kind of coffers necessary to get guys to keep buying for things.
Right.
You know, somebody's got to pay the buyout. Who pays it? Does it come from, do you go to the chancellor and say, hey, what extra money do you have? Because I want to get rid of a coach.
I mean, I don't think they're in a position to pay.
That's the problem
prohibitive
with long-term contract. In both cases, yeah. I don't think there was a need to extend.
I agree.
And they extended
both. I didn't agree at one point, but the fact that Narduzzi has faltered like he has makes me rethink that position and say I was wrong.
Right. And to me, that's just a choice. You don't have to do it anymore. It always used to be, they said, well, we have to do this to show stability and that we could recruit players because your coach is going to be here for the next 4 years and you will have him. Well, that doesn't exist anymore. Neither should these long-term contracts.
Chris Carter over at the Post-Gazette told me in an email today that it's his opinion that it's the contracts for both are probably too high for Pitt to consider buyouts, or the buyouts are too high until after the end of their 2027 seasons at best.
That's what they did with Neil Brown. They pushed it down the road and to make the buyout less.
So what kind of power does the new AD have? And he's the one who was on our station Saturday saying the front porch here is basketball and football. Those are our two front porch programs. You know, those are the ones
they
we
carry the
get
rest
right
of them.
Here.
Right. That's all. That's the biggest revenue opportunity you have with those two.
I just wonder if he, even if he wanted to, if he couldn't. And then what of the basketball team right now, Bob?
Yeah, I watched that game. I knew that
they got pounded.
Yeah, in the inside part of their game. Now they also just were so sloppy. Turnovers and points off turnovers, SMU, which is not a team that normally would capitalize on that, but it was easy to do because Pitt was making such egregiously bad turnovers. They're just in a funk right now. They're not getting consistent. It's supposed to be a guard team. Those guards are supposed to hit shots late in games. Lately, they haven't. Early in games, they've turned the ball over. You dig holes. They haven't had a halftime lead in, I think, 7 or 8 straight games. This is not a team that can come back. No. I saw the game against Clemson in person there, and I thought they were. That's a good team, and they took it to overtime after they were down by double digits. That's the only time they've come back and forced the issue.
What is with all the collapses in Pittsburgh sports? You go back to the Penguins last year around the trade deadline, collapsed. You go back to the Pirates. Would they have a 12-game losing streak, 10 in August?
Right.
Collapsed.
At the worst time of the year, yeah.
Pitt football collapsed completely.
7-0 to 7-6.
The Steelers completely collapsed with a 5-game losing streak, and now Pitt basketball. What has happened here, Bob? Makes me very sad.
It's just, I guess, the cyclical nature of sports in many ways, but it's also something that you could stop by making smart moves. And if you don't make the smart moves, then you're going to be stuck again. And it has to, at some point, it's going to change for the better, you hope. But what will trigger that change? I think, the Penguins, you bring them up. They're in a situation now where I don't know if they can dig out from this mess. It's hard to dig out when you only have 30-some games
left.
For
them, I would dig further down as a way to then get back up.
Well, they could do that.
And Raquel,
because they're in a position.
Raquel, for me, is the trigger point here, where if he moves him, I'll start to get on the Dubas bandwagon. But right now, you're still falsely trying to walk that line between contender and rebuilder.
But they've shown a decision based on some of these trades they've made that they're leaning toward rebuild.
I would lean harder into that.
But they're not going to lean as hard as you want, and therein lies the problem then.
Yes.
Because now what are you going to do with Raquel in the offseason? Some say you'll get more. I don't think so. I think Raquel's more valuable now to a team that thinks it can win.
Raquel,
given where he is and the seasons he's had, you're not going to – how about if he fades down the stretch?
Raquel had an off year before you got him. He had an off year the year after you got him. And right now, at his age, he is at the height of his selling power.
No doubt.
And I would do it right now. There's no guarantee he'll stay healthy to the end of the year. Do it while you have the opportunity to recoup a first-round pick and maybe something else. Maybe a nice little prospect, Bob. Let's bring on the general. Listen to this show every Wednesday. I'm having a tongue problem, Bob, today. I mentioned at the top.
We all have those once in a while.
There's some sort of sore or lesion on the right side of my tongue.
Have you ever bitten the inside of your tongue and or cheek?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on blood thinners. Those are the worst because then it doesn't stop bleeding. You got to keep.
I might have bitten it while I was sleeping. I don't know. But every syllable I say, there's pain. limits.
Every syllable and half syllable.
I'm fighting through this. Bob, I saw the Bob Dylan movie again yesterday by myself, and the second time around, it was unbelievable. I loved it. I loved every second of it. The music, the energy with the music, the acting. Edward Norton, low-key as Pete Seeger, should win an Academy Award.
I've heard that from somebody else, so I'm anxious to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Let's go together, Bob. My treat.
Okay, we're going to bring the popcorn that you can, you know, with all the butter on it.
I ate a whole thing of popcorn by myself. I went at 4 o'clock yesterday. There were two other people in the theater over at the gallery.
Yeah, in the afternoon, it's just festival seating. Great. There's nobody in there, which is great. Yeah.
And they didn't stay till the end, and they played two songs at the end of, what's the actor's name? Charlemagne, what's his name?
Sounds about right. I've heard about him as an actor. I don't know if he was in it.
Nobody stayed, Bob. I got up from my seat. There's nobody in the theater. That's the way to do it, isn't it?
Absolutely. I would rather have that than a full theater.
Do you go out and eat by yourself and go to movies by yourself? I do.
By myself, no.
Yeah.
I won't do that unless I'm on the road, you know, when we used to cover stuff on a regular basis. I would, yeah, I don't mind that.
And I don't even
But I don't choose to do it while I'm here.
I don't even like the company, but I do it anyway. I just go out by myself.
Well,
do you go out to eat by
yourself?
No. I like being in the company of others.
This phone right here has made it more available for people because they can just go on here and start scrolling around. When you didn't have that,
people annoy
what would
me,
you
Bob.
Do sitting at your table by yourself, let's say for an hour, with
bring
nothing?
Bring a book, bring the okay, new, remember same when concept. We used to read newspapers?
No, I guess it would be the same concept.
Yeah,
as this.
Same concept.
But if you didn't have a book, you just sit there and chew.
People annoy me, even my friends and family. It's just, at the very least, I won't be annoyed with anyone eating by myself.
What annoys you while you eat?
Everything. Everything
you
about
like
everybody.
You don't like how people chew?
Yeah, I'm easily annoyed. And then going to a movie by myself, I was just in heaven at this place. A big fat thing of popcorn, sitting three rows back. Felt like I was watching live concerts from the 1960s. There's nobody in the place, Bob. What's better?
No, that's awesome. I would rather go by myself to a movie theater than to sit in a table in a restaurant by myself.
I've gone on golf trips with myself.
I know you have. That's also difficult to do, and it doesn't make it easier to try to convince people when you have a hole-in-one that you actually had a hole-in-one. You need witnesses.
That's true. That is actually true.
But I believe you because I know how serious you are about this, and you wouldn't just make up the story. Plus, you described your shot as not a very good shot, but it went in
the
hole.
No, it was off the heel.
You could have embellished that and said, it's a beautiful apex. I hit an 8-iron 170 yards.
I could have, right.
Spun back into the hole. No, you didn't do that.
I'm very cranky in the mornings. I get hangry in the afternoon. I'm terrible company, Bob. And so I'd just rather be by myself. Honestly,
is that an indication for me to leave right now? I should leave. You were better off before when I didn't come here. So
it's easier on me and everybody else. Let's go quickly to the general. I'm sorry I made you wait, General. That was very rude of me. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. From the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest, run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. I'm going to guess Jalen Hurts, Bob. How about you for the card?
I'm going to go Cooper DeJean.
Ooh. Limits?
I'll go Josh Sweat.
What do we got, General?
Gentlemen, how are you? Thanks for having me. We're making up for somebody who should have been in the past. We're going with Saquon Barkley. Made Jalen Hurts' job a little easier this weekend. We had Hurts last week. I didn't want to repeat for a Philadelphia guy.
You could have gone Cooper DeJean.
We could have. His cards aren't valuable enough yet, Pump. We want to give the best to the listeners for Starkey's Card of the Week. But I am throwing something else in. I came into this all fired up because pitchers and catchers report. Now I'm depressed.
After the last 10 minutes. Not like Joe.
But I will say this. Today is Christmas for baseball cards. 2025 Topps baseball cards dropped today. So I'm going to throw a box of cards in this week for the lucky listener that wins. Beautiful. So we got a box of Topps cards, 2025s, and we also have a Saquon Barkley rookie.
So, Topps 2025, give me some names in that group.
Yeah.
Well, Skeens will have a card.
Right, yeah.
Truthfully, this is the difference, right? It's not the greatest product of the year. It's the most looked after. Like, when we were kids, you waited for Topps because that's all there was. So, this is the flagship product that's been around since 1952. And every single year, this is the one people wait for. I guess it's symbolic of baseball getting ready to start. Hopefully, the snow being ready to be lifted. And, Spencer Horowitz being able to bat.
General, you're one of the four nicest men who have ever lived in Pittsburgh sports, right up there with Hines Ward, Jerry DePaula, and Jeff Hathorn. Thank you, sir.
Well, we got one more thing to announce.
Oh.
We have some tickets available at Baseball Card Castle for the fans' 15th anniversary party.
Ooh.
Stop in and
you have a rookie. You have a rookie Joe Starkey card.
That's exactly right.
He has a rookie Ron Cook card from 1843.
Wow, that goes back.
1971 was Ron's rookie. I do have a few of those around here.
Oh,
Stop in and mention the card, and we'll give you some tickets to the 15th anniversary gala.
You took the words right out of my mouth, and that is exactly that. Go up to the counter at the Baseball Card Castle. As I've said many times, it's like walking right back into your childhood. Like, you'll be in a happy place when you walk in there. And get some free tickets to the Fanniversary. I think it's going to be great, General. We appreciate it, man.
No problem.
All right, thanks, General. Have a good day.
You guys have a good week.
See you, buddy. Bob, I'm assuming you're going to be involved in the Fanniversary. I think it's going to be fun. We're going to get Ron and Vinny on the line. My opinion is we should try to get some of the older combos together and do a mini segment for each of them, like a normal talk radio segment, like Vinny and Ron.
With today's topics?
What did you think of, Ichiro not getting one vote for the Hall of Fame? The one voter didn't vote him in. Anything. Myself and Seibel for a segment? Would that be unbelievable?
That would be good. Can you guys coexist?
No. Who did you work with other than me? Pony on a podcast?
I did that for a little bit, then most just my own show on Saturday. That was pretty much it. So I never was teamed together, although I was with you and Ron as a Monday day. That was it. So